This is the High School Football America podcast for April the 29th, 2024. I'm Jeff Fisher. The High School Football America podcast is brought to you by GameStrat, America's premier sideline instant replay system with outstanding reliability, faster speed than Huddle's sideline, plus GameStrat has awesome customer service. They're there to pick up the phone when you need them the most. Over 500 coaches have already made the switch from Huddle sideline to GameStrat. Why don't you find out why they did it? There's a lot of testimonials on their website. We tweet them out a lot on High School Football America's social media. And they also have plans priced right for every coach's budget. We all know that y'all have different budgets. And the great thing is, if you mention High School Football America when you're talking to the fine folks at GameStrat, they will offer you a friends and family discount from us here at HSFA. To get a demo, go to GameStrat.com, or you can click on the GameStrat banner ad located on every page of HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com. Hey, we want to start with a big old thank you to everyone that visited HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com over the weekend for the NFL draft. For the 10th straight year, we went pick by pick, telling you where every pick played their high school football. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed doing it every year. It's always a fan favorite. And, you know, if no one was going to the website to check it out, well, we might not do it. But that's not the case. Since we started in 2015, everyone has loved it. And we had a lot of fun this weekend. Congratulations to the players, obviously, but I always like to say, you know, let's take it beyond just congratulating the players that were selected, man. You need the coaches, the school administrators, the parents, the community in general. All kinds of things go in to getting a young man to get to the point where he hears his name being called at the NFL draft. Now, for the third time in the last 4 years, Florida had the most former high school football players taken at the draft. The Sunshine State had 30 former players taken over the three-day draft in Detroit, Michigan. Overall, Florida was one of 38 states that had former high schoolers selected during the seven rounds. Four players were also selected from the District of Columbia. And the international scene also well-repped, Canada having four players taken, Australia one, and England one. Now, following Florida with its 30 picks was Texas with 24 former Scholastic players. Georgia was one behind the Lone Star State with 23 players, followed by California with 18 players. Louisiana and New Jersey each had 11 players picked. Alabama, Maryland, North Carolina, and Ohio each had 10 former high school football players drafted. You can go to highschoolfootballamerica.com to see the complete list of 38 states that were represented, plus obviously the District of Columbia. And two teams had three players taken. There were 21 teams, 21 schools that had at least two players taken. But at the top of the list, Bishop Gorman in Nevada and IMG Academy, the 2020 national champs. And we're going to hear from Bobby Acosta coming up here in just a bit. He coached two of the IMG players selected in the first round. But Bishop Gorman, the 2016 national champ at High School Football America, had three players picked. At the top of the list was Rome Odunze at number nine by the Chicago Bears. IMG had two picks in the first round. Offensive tackle J.C. Latham at number seven by the Tennessee Titans, and quarterback J.J. McCarthy at number 10 by the Minnesota Vikings. IMG's third player taken was edge rusher Xavier Thomas. He was selected at number 138 by the Arizona Cardinals. Joined now by former IMG coach, national champ in 2020, Bobby Acosta. He's now the head football coach back in his home state that he loves, Jersey, New Jersey, St. John Vianney. And Bobby's on the line to talk about. It was an exciting weekend. We talked to him earlier this year when he had a couple of players going for a national championship. Now he gets a couple of players drafted in the NFL draft. I'm sure you're still on cloud nine, Bobby, but thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm always excited to talk with you.
Well, it was a big weekend for that 2020 team. You were there for 1 year, won a national championship. I don't know. That's 1,000% in my book. if you're using baseball numbers. But let's just kind of, you know, get your top of mind thoughts on all of this. You're sitting there, you're watching the NFL draft like all of us. You know you got a shot at some kids being picked, and IMG has three in total, but you coached two of them there in 2020. What were some of the thoughts going through your mind as you watched it and heard their names at 7 and 10?
I know, top 10. Well, you know, it's the whole process. You know, people don't know what goes behind the scenes when the NFL scouting departments, GMs, are reaching out to you as the high school coach trying to find out the character, the work ethic. You know, I think possibly all 32 teams I spoke with. And you could kind of feel the energy that the GMs and the scouts were having for the kids that we coached. And you kind of understood what places wanted them the most. And then watching it unfold on Thursday or Friday, now my days are off, you know, I knew JJ would always get drafted. I knew JC, that was his dream, and he was going to chase it. And to watch their dreams come true, I was in tears. And, you know, now I put it out there, all right? J.J. won a national championship in high school and college. Now he has to go win the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, the one thing I heard all weekend long, and I'm sure we all heard it, right? Winner. Winner. I mean, whether it was at Nazareth Academy in Illinois before, you know, he went to IMG, transferred. I don't know if many people remember this now, but it's because COVID in Illinois canceled the fall season. They moved to a spring season. So had JJ and COVID, you know, not met head to head there in 2020, you may not have even had a chance to you know, hook horns with them and have them take you to a national championship. You ever think about, you know, just how kind of God stepped in there and made some things happen?
Yeah, that year, everything aligned, you know, and I tell everybody, I was just lucky to be a part of his life. I didn't make J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy was already made. His high school coach, his youth coach, they did a tremendous job with him. I think what we did was we provided a very competitive place where he could compete with the best. But, you know, I love the fact that I had a chance to coach him. I know the family. Those relationships are very close, and I get to watch him on Sundays.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. And I have no doubt that he may become – and I looked this up one time before. I think there's one player, I think – that won a, not even a national championship, a state championship in high school, a college national championship, and a Super Bowl. I think it was Grant Wistrom back in the day. I don't know if that name rings a bell to you, but a great defensive player who I think accomplished that. I mean, you know, JJ may definitely join a very exclusive club with all that. Bobby Acosta's on the line. He is the head coach in New Jersey at St. John Vianney, but back in 2020, he was the head coach of IMG Academy, winning a national championship for High School Football America. Actually, I think all the ranking services, I think you were unanimous. You may have been the last unanimous national champ at that time, and a couple of players off of that team were selected in the NFL draft. It's the first time two players ever went in the top 10, and you battled Gonzaga. Gonzaga had number one overall, but they had 11, so there's debate on, you know, who got the first, that history, who made history the quickest there. Bobby, you mentioned that, you know, you got calls probably from close to all 32 teams. You're a lifer in the coaching business. I don't want you to give anything as it relates to the players themselves, but what was the most interesting question you got asked? And if you want to attach a name to it, that's fine, but I want to, you know, have a little anonymity, but give people a behind-the-scenes look at what happened. Did you have any of those, you know, cool questions? You were like, oh, I hadn't thought of that.
No, I think everyone was very intrigued with, especially JC, his sense of humor. They wanted to know his personality more than anything. And, you know, they do a really good job digging in. But what was interesting, and you know, is both players, there was rumors that weren't true. You know, there's rumors that, you know, when you're trying to draft somebody, they have to kind of wash out. And I said, no, that's not true. That never happened. And, you know, in life, those rumors take course and it could really damage people. But, you know, I think those two young men, they were five-star character. And I think, you know, coming to right to the resource of who coached that person, you can eliminate those situations. But, you know, I think with JJ, the meditation thing came up. I didn't know so many people were so interested in that. And I think, you know, JJ helped a lot of people with that area. I know with JC, his parents, they wanted to know deeply about the family and the roots there. So, you know, they said that's a big part of the decision-making. They wanted to know the structure of the family. So I learned a lot about the evaluation process while I was having conversations. But, I you know, what was funny, you know, I once worked with a lot of these scouts. I interacted when I interned with the Jets. So they really trust what I was giving them, the information I was giving them. There was one team, you know, the team that drafted JJ. You know, I got about 3-4 phone calls. And then one of the phone calls was one of my coaches. And you know, one of my coaches that worked for me. Hmm. And I said, man, you're going to get a kid ready to win a championship there.
No doubt about that. All he does is win. That's all they kept saying. Bobby Acosta on the line here, talking about the NFL draft this weekend in Detroit, Michigan. It was 257 picks, and Bobby and I were talking about, you know, before we rolled the tape here, that, you know, there aren't a lot of the big names in there as far as the schools that are winning national championships in our top 100, the usual names. And we were kind of commiserating a little, not commiserating means bad, but just kind of discussing that. What's interesting is you look at the overall body of work of where they played, and we did that all weekend long, as you know, Bobby, that not all the big names are there. And you were saying, having coached at IMG and away from, you know, that big spotlight, that it really doesn't matter. If you're a quality football player that can, you know, make it to the next level, what are your thoughts on that we were discussing off record?
Yeah.
Go on the record now.
You know, yeah, you know, and I used to say to people, we didn't reach out to Texas kids when I was IMG because they didn't need IMG. You know, that state is groomed from top to bottom, from youth football all the way to high school football, you know. And you look at it, you know, you look at the schools that these kids are coming from, They're making an impact on where they're coming from. And I don't think you need to go to these major schools, Bergen Catholic, you know, Don Bosco, Notre Dame, to really chase your dreams. And if anything, be the big fish in the small pond. Mm-hmm. and get more eyes on you. But I am big in community now, all right? And we have a great situation here where we attract people from our community. And if you can really put your community on your back and promote where you're from, I think that goes longer than going all the way down to Florida where you don't know anyone and now you have to try to settle in and compete with 50 kids with Division I offers. And I think the coaches nowadays, there's so much information, they will find you. If you're a good player, they will find you. And it's all about playing time too. You know, are you getting enough reps in the game so you have quality film, you're developing, and you're being noticed by schools all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, 21 schools, high schools, had multiple players picked. Bishop Gorman and IMG had 3. That was the most. And then there's 19 schools with 2 kids picked, and these are not household names. Avon out of Indiana. You can go to Pinson Valley in Alabama, Bo Nix's school. Also, Kool-Aid McKinstry, so the coolest name in the draft. Spanish Fort out of Alabama. What else? Timber Creek out of New Jersey. Weddington out of North Carolina. Just not household names, and it's just cool to see, you know, that coming up, which is why we've done the draft tracker over the last 10 years. Bobby Acosta on the line here, and let's shift gears. You mentioned that you're there in Jersey. I said you're a Jersey native. You were actually born in Queens. Right, but you're
I was born in Queens, but moved over to New Jersey when I was young.
Yeah,
and you know, been here since. Yeah,
yeah. So, what's it like to be back in the Garden State there at St. John Vianney? I mean, it's got to be a dream come true for you.
Oh yeah, you know, I had a couple other opportunities, but I put my family, my kids, in the forefront. You know, my son has an opportunity to come here. My daughter has an opportunity to come here. And, you know, I have a lot of friends here. I have a lot of relationships. And, you know, that's where you know, that's why it's going to keep me grounded, because it's all about putting my kids through a private education with the Catholic values, I think is huge, you know, keeping God in the centerpiece of what we're doing. And now, you know, having an opportunity to grow academically here. And so I'm having a blast. I haven't worked since I got back, but I'm working 7 days a week.
I love it. Bobby Acosta on the line. He's at St. John Vianney right now, the head coach there in New Jersey. And you mentioned, you know, the names that roll off the tongues, not just for, you know, guys like myself that are in the media, but I think there's a lot of football fans, high school football fans around the country that know the Bergen Catholics, the Don Bosco Preps, and the rest of the teams like that. So, and you sort of touched on it before as it relates to you, but tell the people a little bit about the school that you're at. Obviously, a faith-based school. What's the football tradition like? What was the hand you were dealt coming in? What are you doing to try and make this program, you know, come off the tip of other people's tongues?
Yeah. What's neat about this place is I've recruited this place when I was at Syracuse, Cornell, Bucknell, all the high-level academic schools. So we're attracting very high-level families to this Catholic school. We're centrally located, so we're 45 minutes from North Jersey, 45 minutes from South Jersey. We have a very strong community in Holmdel, New Jersey, and we do extend our area slightly outside, about 30-mile radius, where kids are really attracted to what we're doing here. Last great football, this has history here, Anthony Brown. I mean, remember the name Anthony Brown? Mm-hmm. He played for Boston College, went out to Oregon. He played here, and I believe they won the states or went to the finals that year. And, you know, our sport programs is very, very, very strong. Our cheerleaders, number one in the state. Our wrestling finished top in the state. Our girls' basketball coach is a legend. And our wrestling program finished number one in the state. So now we just have to really change the gears. And what we're doing right now, we're attracting a very good freshman class of about 32 student athletes right now, very high level academically. Again, you know, the faith is a centerpiece, and now we have a good core of kids that are here already. So they're young. They played last year as freshmen. So with this freshman class coming in and with our older kids here, I think we have an opportunity to change the culture. And you know, last coach did a tremendous job here, and you know, and now, you know, he's at another school now, but now I have to take what he's done here, you know, put my fingerprint to it, my touch to it, so we can build the championship football program.
Bobby Acosta on the line with us here on High School Football America, wrapping up with a couple of questions for you, Coach, which is, you know, you're there in your hometown state. You hit the ground running, as I've seen on your Twitter account. I've seen you go to some spring games there, or at least get on campuses. I think I may be wrong about this. Did I see maybe a Rutgers, maybe a Syracuse, maybe a Delaware? I don't know if I'm getting that right or not. But
yeah, tell
me about the thought process there. For you, how that helps the kids, because again, not everybody's going to go and play, you know, well, I was going to say power four football at this point, but you know, you've got those kids that are, you know, going to play D2, you know, D3, that sort of thing. So tell me a little bit about these road trips you've been taking here in the spring.
Well, my big belief is that you got to show the end results to why the kids are doing this. So you show them a Rutgers, you show them a Delaware, you show them a Division III college, you show them Columbia. This is our goal. This is our end point. This is why we're at St. John Vianney. So I tell our guys, hey, visualize yourself on that campus. The fact that you're here at St. John Vianney, now we're going to set targets so we could get to that point where we're going to get recruited by those schools. And now, you know, giving our kids exposure, I think ultimately is where we're going to beat the portal. St. John Vianney High School is going to beat the portal. That's my biggest belief. Now, if we're beating the portal, we're placing kids in college with high academics, and now they're spiritually grounded, most likely we're going to win a championship football season. We're going to have a championship football season. But these are paying customers here. Mm-hmm. You know, they're paying for a product. All right? So I have to show these families that I can place their kids in college. And I'm telling everyone, this is college prep. I'm prepping your kids for the first day of college. And now, you know, with J.C. Latham, J.J. McCarthy, they had impact. when they first walked into Alabama, first walked into Michigan. And there's about another 20 of those kids that are probably going to get drafted next year.
It's been fun to watch and get to know you, Bobby, through the course of, I guess you and I kind of became friends there during the championship run at IMG, but have been a part of your life. And you're always texting and asking how I'm doing, which we appreciate you doing that to me and, you know, keeping me front in your mind there. But last question as you go away is, you know, what is a successful 2024 for your new program?
Well, you know, we take it game by game, season by season, day by day. And we're teaching these kids how to win. So guess what? What we did, we had a spelling bee. So we saw success that day. We had a tug of war. We saw success. Now we took our kids, our 4x1 team was our football team, to Penn Relays. They won their heat and almost broke the school record.
Nice.
So we're teaching our kids to be successful at a very high level. And now when the season comes, they have a taste of that success. So our biggest focus right now is finishing the track season, getting into the off season or the summer program, and then really focusing on week zero against Carteret. If we could win that game, all right, we're going to start putting our program into effect. And that's our biggest focus. You know, people are saying, all right, you win the regular season, you play Bergen. I'm not there yet. You know, I'm week zero. And we're going to treat every game like a championship football game. And what I want to see is our kids grow, you know, and I think eventually we're going to have that program here in Central Jersey that we're going to be very attractive to people because they want to get a great education. They want that faith-based education, and they want a great football team and sports programs.
I know you've got a high football IQ. Hey, Coach, how would you have done in a spelling bee?
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. One of the coaches who came up with the words, I'm like, I can't spell that. I couldn't spell that. And but the kids, they did a really good, they did a great job with it.
I bet you it was a lot of fun. Well, Coach, appreciate you not only for what you do for the kids and what you've done for the profession in the coaching profession and all that, but also personally, as I said, always appreciate you reaching out and asking how things are going. And I have no doubt that, you know, whether it's this year or next, I know good things are going to be coming out of there because you're pumped up that you're back in Jersey. You can take the boy out of Jersey, right? But you can't take Jersey out of the boy is the way I look at it. I say that about me with Pennsylvania all the time. So, Coach, thanks for taking the time and joining.
Yeah, and the way I see it, Jeff, you're part of the journey, you know, and you helped me out a lot within this journey. So I want to thank you, too.
You're very welcome. Again, if you want to revisit the 2024 NFL Draft through the eyes of high school football, all you have to do is go to highschoolfootballamerica.com. Again, we went pick by pick for the 10th straight year. Every player selected, we have where they played their high school ball and how many stars they were when they were high school athletes. A lot of zeros in the stars column, which makes it real fun. Led by a guy from my hometown state of Pennsylvania, Jared Verse, by the Los Angeles Rams at 119, put up a story this morning with video of him at Central Columbia in the middle of Pennsylvania, basically near Berwick, Bloomsburg, in Pennsylvania. And Jared Verse's huddle highlights that I put up there, it was interesting. He only put up, because most the players put together their huddle tapes usually, they were all highlights from offense. He was a tight end. No defense. The edge rusher who had 9 sacks each year at Florida State. No high school highlights. He was a zero college football prospect. And we also have highlights up there in basketball. Interesting highlights. A good dunker. Played in the paint there. Pretty impressive feet moving around. Good shot blocker. So if you go to highschoolfootballamerica.com, you'll be able to check out what Jared Verse, a zero college football prospect coming out of Central Columbia, what he was like. So anyway, that's going to do it for today's podcast, the High School Football America podcast, brought to you by NFL Play Football. Hey, coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com for some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. I'm Jeff Fisher, and you've been listening to the High School Football America podcast.